A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 1st, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanganyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the first 100 days of President Emmerson Mnangagwa in office and what impact this has had on women's issues. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina, chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Olwesine yilo olwabesifazane asihlanganeni khona lapha bomama. Kodwa sikhona njalo ebulenjini. We are on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com lobanjalo ku www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming, so you can actually join in the conversation right now. Go to our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, so you can join in the conversation as we live stream. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the first 100 days of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's in office and what impact this has had on women's issues. What are your views on the issue?
But opinion is divided on the impact of the first 100 days of office of President Mnangagwa, with some supporting the engagement efforts he has made so far and that he has put in place to improve especially the economy and other challenges. Others are saying there are too many promises and no tangible results so far, Marv.
Yes, PJ, and some supporters have noted that President Mnangagwa did appoint later on, you know, during his administration, high-powered women in recent times to some high-powered posts. Mm-hmm. Such organizations like ZEC,
yes,
they just got an appointment, and others. But some still say more still needs to be done. We'll be reaching out to some women's organizations and women in both the rural and urban areas to find out their views. But today, what we want to know, what are your views on the issue, PJ?
Yeah. Ukudibana sihlobo esithandekayo umsakazo we-Studio 7 or Voice of America, lapho esisakaza khona sisesidini se-Washington, D.C. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama, sihlaziya kumbe sithi sicubungula insuku ezilikhulu ezedluleyo zombuso kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eZimbabwe. Lokhe wahluthunayo, lokhe ibutho lahluthunayo umbuso lawunikeza kuye, luhluthunela kwaye ngumongameli Robert Mugabe ekupheleni komnyaka ophelileyo. Wathi ke ngena ke embusweni wahle wathi wathembisa ukuthi uzakwenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu, hayi kuqule thuthukise ezenotho, athuthukise ezenkululeko yokuzikhulumela okusengqondweni yakho, lokunye okuninginingi. Namhlanje ke sithe sikhangele ukuthi uzifezile yini izithembiso zonke zona lezo, njalo wenze khona lokho akusekwenzile wenelisa ukukwenza phakathi kwensuku ezilikhulu. Wenzeleni, kuyikuphi okulethe ububelo empilweni zabesifazane, empilweni zabomama beyibo phela insika yezimuli lenhlalakahle kaZulu. Wothani sizwe abanye abesifazane abakhulumileyo besitsho imibono yabo ngensuku lezi ezilikhulu zombuso kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Mina ngokubona kwami ku 100 days lay esiyibona nje isiphela, ngingathi into engiboni jinjile yikuba free. Abantu bakwanisa ukukhuluma into abayithandayo emafonini noma nje bezikhulumela bodwa, abantu sebe-free. Akusafani lakuqala ukuthi wawusesaba singasaqambile amabizo abantu. Lapho hhayi ngiyavuma sibili, abantu ba-free for that. Njalo siyabonga lezi timela lezi okuthiwa seziqalisile, kuthiwa izitimela sezihamba khona ngapho eZimbabwe up and down, which is very, very good. Yikho khona lokho kubili kuphela engathi ngizwe njalo mbona ngani yinto esingani sitshintshile. Okwemali lokho kuthiwa isikhona lalokho okunye okuningi, hhayi angilabufakazi lakho. Yumbono wami endlawo.
Hayi, kulawa malanga mina ngibone ikakhulu upresident enelise ukuthi yehlise i-behavior yamapholisa. Mase sikhangele indaba e-corruption, sabona at first kungathi kulama-actions, but kathesi towards i-100 days zakhona asisaboni ukuthi kathesi ochombo labana kuthiwa babotshiwe vele kuphelela ngapha.
Some of the women that we talked to, Marv, and they pointed out 3 points mm-hmm. that President Mnangagwa has managed to achieve.
What are those,
that of, mm-hmm. That of removing the police from the roadblocks,
mm-hmm.
Freedom of speech. What else?
I'm waiting to hear from you.
freedom of speech. Okay, if I remember that one, I'll tell you.
Anyway, thank you very much, PJ. Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai kune avo vachangobva kupinda. Tiri kutarisa isu zvaitirwa vanhukadzi nehurumende yavamunangagwa mazuva ayo zana vari muofisi. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa, toda kunzwa kwamuri nyanya madzimai kuti pane zvamaonawo here zvasanduka, nekuti vazhinji vari kuti inenge nhumbu, PJ, mwana azvarwe nezuva rimwe chete.
Yeah.
Inotanga yamboita nhumbu yoita 9 months. Wozopinda mulabor, mwana onzi pu ozvarwa.
Yeah.
Asi vamwewo vari kuti aiwaka pakapinda vatsvangirai zuva rekutanga chairo vachinzi hurumende yembatanidzwa yatanga, pakabva paita $2. Saka vamunangagwa vari kukompeiwawo nevamwe vakambopinda. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa kuti imi madzimai muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi, kuti muri kuona pane zvirongwa zvakaitika here zviri kubatsira nyanya madzimai. Saka tichange tichizeya nevanyarikani vanobva kumaruva, vamwe vari mumadhorobha, uyezve tichinzwawo kune mamwe maorganizations ari kushanda nemadzimai. Asi tisati taenderera mberi, PJ, we are lucky we have an in-studio guest, musikana wechidiki Tsvarakadenga. Akaita iye former Miss Zimbabwe vari pano vatitsika mustudio. We're so lucky to have Andile Mpofu, who is a former Miss Zimbabwe. Welcome USA. To our program, USA.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself to some of the people that are just joining into the program. Who is Andile Mpofu?
I would say a woman of many hats, but I'm a student. I go to North Park University in Chicago. I am the former Miss Zimbabwe USA 2016, mm-hmm. and I'm also the former Miss Africa Washington State 2016. Now I am going off venturing into different projects, both in the pageant world and also in business, but also making sure that I finish school strong this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, in short, that is who I am.
Ah, wauya panguva yakanaka, Andile. Wofa wambotaura nerurimi rwamai wozopinda uchitaura nasisi. PJ, taita rombo rakanaka, unotaura all three languages.
Yes.
Taura ako, ndiani Andile Mpofu?
Andile Mskana wechidikivo, ndinoenda ku North Park University in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Ndino dzidza business economics. Graduating this year, Perakugorinari. Ndiri Ndakaita former Miss Zimbabwe USA
mm-hmm.
2016, Ndikaita Miss Africa Washington State 2016 as well. Yeah.
Ungacho ngamafichane ukuthi ngobani ke uAndile Mpofu. Kulabo abasibukeleyo njalo abalaleleyo, sibe lethuba elihle lokuyethekelelwa kuma studios ethu namhlanje isiqhamula amayezi sangithi. ngeke ixoxa la ngesikhathi esedluleyo ngomnyaka ka-2016 lapho ke ebe ngomiss Zimbabwe USA lelihlelo akade ezenza kodwa ke ngamafitshane akusitshele uMampofu ngubani
uMampofu Nkosikazi
Nkosazana
Nkosazana lami ngumntwana ngintombazana encane encane lami njenga abanengi abaselizweni lela bavela ekhaya bezodinga izifundo lapha eAmerica ngifunda ibusiness economics eUniversity of North Park University eChicago ngaba ngumiss Zimbabwe USA ngomnyaka 2016 ngaphinda ngaba ngumiss Africa Washington State as well ngo 2016 Kathesi lami sesidinga okunye esingakubamba lapha lalaphana njengenkazana la idinga ukuthi yena izilingiselelo elakusasa ingayihlekile kithi mama ngicela imali noma ngicela imali lami sendinga lama ukuthi ngiqede isikolo ngibone lami engakuyenza ngaphandle lapha
yeah kuziningi izinto ongazenza phandle lapha ndinjalo ezinye zangkhona engxenye vele osuqalisile uya graduate lonyaka
Ngiyagraduate lonyaka ngo-December.
Yeah.
Nge-BA with a BA in Business Economics. Yeah. In the meantime as well, I am ngo-May kathesi it's going to be my first year lami ngi-director o Miss Zimbabwe USA. So ngiyajabula ngakho lokhu into engiyikhanyelele kakhulu. And also eceleni lakho I started an African inspired accessories line so ibizo lakho na kuthiwa Ilo Thando in English that would be with love in Shona with Nerudo so yeah nyenza ikhekhonke ngiyenza kwakhathes kodwa vele ngikhanyelela ukuthi kuyini okunye lapho singa you know it launch on and run with it as well yeah
umumo wasekhaya ukhangele lawo libhekile njengoba ulemole ekhaya
yeah
ubona njani umumo wasekhaya njengoba lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu sikhangela insuku ezilikhulu umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engenile embusweni ubona kube lenguquko engcono umbe akukabe lenguquko elobelo
ukujinja komumo osekhaya sikuzwela kwabanye
yeah
mina angikwazi yeah and ngithi angikwazi not ukuthi I haven't heard ukuthi kenzakalani ekhaya kodwa ngithi angikwazi ngoba angiboni kulokhu kuguquka okukhona okunga impacta mina
yeah
njengoma njengenkazana kumbe njengomuntu wesifazane njenge youth So isizwela kwabanye ukuthi labana ngizwa ukuthi asebenzelwe lokho mina kwamanga kokona
emulini yakho yangakini eseleyo eZimbabwe bakutshela ukuthi kulenguqo
inguquko esizizwayo thina ukuthi mina engazizwayo ngiyazidinga mama kumele ngizicabange yabona but obviously I would talk of a little bit of stability ngani sikhona ekhaya abantu ngazathi sebele hopinyana kancane since ukutshintsha kwe government yabakhona ekhaya but izinto kodwa izinto esizikhanyeleleyo esizifuna esizidingayo ezinjengemali ezinjenge clean water in certain areas ezinjenge ukuthi imsebenzi like what we were promised like sekukhanyelele
yeah marvelous.
Hold your thought right there, Andile.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were just explaining, you know, what these first 100 days mean to you personally.
Right.
But we have a guest, so I'll come back to you. Tina Amaisali Dura Ngube. Makadiko Amaisali Dula Ngube. Makadipa Rnarab. The Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Aiwa, tinofavara kunge tine mipanapa we Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Tirikutarisa isu, first 100 days zemutungamiri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa vari pachigaro. Imi sesangano rakamirira madzimai, pane zvirongwa here zvamuri kuona zvasanduka kana pane zvirongwa here zvirikuitirwa madzimai zvamungade kutaura nezvazvo.
mazvita tinoti mukutarisa nyaya dzakaita dze100 days dzeutungamiriri hwavamunangagwa tinoti tinoda kutenda hurukuru yatiri kuita nhasi nekuti nhasi ndipo patanga mwedzi uno mwedzi watinokoshesa madzimai nevanasikana saka kuita hurukuro yakaita seiyi zvinhu zvinotiudzira nyaya dzekukoshesa kuti vanhukadzi nevanasikana vanhu vakakosha vane kodzero dzinofanira kuti dziendeke takatarisa utungamiriri huripo pari zvino tinoona kuti kune zvakawanda zviri zvibatwa-batwa zviri kuitwa nezvirongwa zviri kuedza kuti kunzi kuvewo nekuendeka kweupenyu hwevanhukadzi saka zvimwe zvatingadoma ndezvekuti tingati vamunangagwa vachipinda muhofisi kwakaita urongwa hwekuti sangano rewomen's coalition of zimbabwe rakanyora gwaro kuhofisi yavo riimo zvaraikumbira maringe nezvangashumirwa nemadzimai saka zvimwe zvazvo hazvina kuzonyatsozadzikiswa zvazvo sezvaishuvira madzimai asi tinoona pakazenge pakugadzwawo mai honorable Petronella pakabuda mutsanangudzo dzaipiwa nemutungamiriri wenyika kuti vanga vapawo mudzimai kubazi rehurumende resocial welfare vachitarisa nyaya dzekuti kwanga kuine nyaya dzekuenzaniswa kwemikana maringe nemadzimai nevanasikana ndokubva kwaita zve nyaya yekuti kwakava nedisability board yakapinzwawo muzvigaro yatakaonawo dzimwe nzvimbo dzedu dzakafanana namaitimire vaedisabled women's association dzairatidzawo kuti kune urongwa hwekutarisa kuti shuva vanhu vanorarama vakaremara vari kukoteswawo kuti zvinhu zvanga zvakamira zvaakunzi ngazvitiende katione kuti vangasimbisika sei kwakazoita zvenyaya kuti takabatanidzwa madanziroti rehurumende rinoona nezvinyaya yezvii madzimai nevechidiki pakava nenyaya yekuti kunogona kunge kwanga kuri kushuvira kuti zvinhu zviendeka asi pari zvino ndingati vanhu havasi kunyatsokunzwisisa kuti mukubatanidzwa kwazvo saka zvinozombofamba sei sezvo tichiti tikatarisa uwandu hwezvizvarwa zvenyika yedu yezimbabwe tinoona kuti madzimai nevechidiki ndivo vane uwandu hune chitsama saka kuchiri nenyaya iyoyo yekuda kunzwisisa kuti saka zvinozombofamba sei nokuti vanhu ava ndo vane uwandu asi vabatanidzwa zvinozoendeka sei maringe nenyaya dzekodzero dzavo nezvishuviro zvavo tachitarisa takanangana nedzimwewo nenyuto dzekuti dziri munzendowo dzanga dziri kufamba nemutungamiriri wenyika kana madzimai anga aripo zvanga zvisiri kunyatsooneka saka hatichazivi kuti inyaya yavebate panhau vanga vasiri kubuditsawo madzimai ainge ari munzendo idzikoromo huri kuro idzi dzokudhavhotsi dzekumwe kwese kwaakuri kuindwa uku saka zvimwe zvishuviro zvazine madzimai nezvokuti vanga vari kuda kuonawo madzimai vari nezvino vari munzendei vachiwanikwawo vachitaurawo nekumiririra madzimai tochitarisa pane kusimudzirwa kwaiita mamwe mapazi atingati mabhodhi tinoonawo mamwe madzimai mamwe ava ne 50-50 kwavawo nemamwe madzimai vari kucheya mapazi aya emabhodhi saka zvinhu zvacho zvanga zvakasangana kuti pane zvimwe zvinobatika zvanga zvichiitika pane zvimwe zvanga zvichisarirawo saka tinoona sekuti mwedzi uno sezvo wava wekupeta 100 days dzavamunangagwa kuchiri nemuchana yakawanda yekuti tinotiona kuti hai zvinoshuvirwa nemadzimai tingati zvimwe zvatinobatira imomo ndezvekuti kana vari kushanda vamunangagwa vari kushanda vari vega saka tikatarisa madzimai ari kushanda muhurumende yavamunangagwa vakaita samicrosemen tinoona kuti vakatoitawo mhiko yekuti vari kuzoshanda nesangano rewomen's coalition of zimbabwe nemadzimai kubva kunozambezi kusvika kuna limpopo vakatouya kuhofisi kwedu vakatosvika vakati ngati teimubatsira pamwe chete ndokutarisa zvemudare reparamende kuna mypriscilla misairambwi mishonga vakatoutizvo zvekare kumadzimai urongwa takanangana ne100 days huri kubatwa nyaya dzezvekuti tiite kuti mitemo yakanangana nenyaya yezvekodzero dzevana nyaya yezvemitemo yewaniso saka ndiri kuona kuti vari kushandawo muhurumende yavamunangagwa vari madzimai vari kushandawo vaine shungu dzekuti paite mubatsira pamwe tikatarisa iwo mangwana chaiwo pakagadzwawo cheya wechidzimai kuzeki zvekare tichionawo kuti vakatonyora vari kutaurawo mangwana chaiwo nekuwaisenei chinotaura navo saka zvimwe zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti madzimai vari kushanda muutungamiriro vari kusvikirika vari kuwanika vari kuti ngatiwei tiite mubatsira pamwe chete zvise rinotevera kunotova zvine mutsangano wekuti kuri kuitwa mubatira pamwe kubva kuministiri yemadzimai nevechidiki kutarere paramende inenzi women's caucus inotungamirwa namai Monica Mushangwa, kuparamende portfolio committee ye women and youth inotungamirwa namai Christina Mutaira Mbwinchonga, mapauzi United Nations UNCC UN Women nesu Women's Coalition tichitsigirwa zvakanyanyanyana nesangano rinonzi Ivo's Rape Assurance. Vanhu vese vari kutobatana, spika vachauya, vatungamiriri vemapato vachauya, kuti munhu wese tiite mubatira pamwe panyaya yeCCC. Takanangana nesarudzo dzatakatarisana nazo.
Muzvare Dura, regai timbokubata ipapo, mongoti dee nechirungu muchidimbu, kuti from your observation as you know the organization that represents women's organizations in the country, what's your take on the first 100 days of the Mnangagwa regime right now?
For me, I think to put out just as their signals that show some commitment to advancing the legal agenda that is on the table, but it's happening through the gender implementing machinery. So we have also seen some legal priority issues on things that we have been advocating for being taken also into high priority and with timelines through the Parliament Portfolio Committee on Women and Youth. And we have also seen received some timelines and engagements and political will from the Ministry of Women and Youth, the Minister. And then we made submissions to the Office of the President. Some have not been made, and we're still engaging with him so that we can have a substantive dialogue around the economy, around the issue of equal representation, around the issue of reduction of violence against women and just public violence within political spaces, within also women who are in informal trade. We have also situations where we have seen in part of the delegation that the president is going on a national mission, women are highly not visible. So we are not sure if it's about media coverage or the underreported, or women are just not there. Then there are realities also that are coming in where for women in formal trade, they still have cash in the bank, so they are still curious on what is happening. The price, the cost of living is still high. So they are also still wondering to say the Vice President Chiwenga was the one whom we had pronounced that he had been assigned for the prices to be reduced, but the prices are still high. There are also issues around access to cash. So even if they are the President consistently say Zimbabwe is open for business, it's open for business for people who are not Zimbabweans currently. That's how it feels. Because for the people who are currently here in Zimbabwe, if they can't access foreign currency, it also becomes an environment which is not conducive for economic development. We have a situation in Rwanda where we have women who have been protesting against the lack of being payment for being paid for the work that they have done. And we then see sometimes the law coming in and say they are trespassing and all that. We have seen some signals of progress around some boards being 50-50, the coming in of the disability board. Those are very positive trends that are coming in, but we are still curious around issues of adequate resource allocation to the mandate. Then there is also an unfolding concern around the combining of the Ministry of Women and Youth in terms of attention and the priority issues, because women and youth constitute the majority of the population of Zimbabwe, and we are not sure administratively how resources are going to be adequately allocated and how other things are going to be present, because the gender issues that we used to be seeing them invisible, and the administrative operations of how the Minister of Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development used to unfold, and the Minister of Youth on the other side. The combining of the two into one is something that the general public is still concerned around. How is that working out, and how do we end up with a situation where it's not just women that should go on the side and play?
If I may just cut in there, I will come back to you, Ms. Sally Dura. PJ, you're just hearing there, Sally is just going through some of the, the achievements that she identified working under the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe that, President Mnangagwa has actually done, and some of the challenges. So over to you.
Yeah.
Please stay on the line.
Yeah. Sally. Yeah. Okwathi kukhulunywa unkosikazi Ncube wathi ngengiye kumlaleli wethu osebambe ecingweni okwesikhathi esithi siyakwamukela nkosikazi Moyo.
Yebo mama.
Eh. Usithinte ngocingo ungapi kwelizwe?
Kumbe umhlaba. Ngikobulawayo eNorthern.
Yebo phe. Ye, kunjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, kina siziphilele.
Ye, izulu liyana yini? Siyavuna yini lonyaka?
Liyana. Liyana lobe masimini sekuchile laphuza ukuna abantu sebelimile bahlanyela.
Ye.
Ye.
Eh, nkosikazi Moyo, uyaluzwa udaba lwethu olusegudwini lamhlanje sihlaziya ngensuku lezi ezilikhulu omongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ingenile embusweni encediswa libutho. Wena-ke ubona kule nguquko yini kunsuku zona lezi ezilikhulu?
Mina angikaboni nguquko, angikayibonisikile ngoba lokhu kusafana nalakhona okuyana nje impilo kade siyiphila insuku ezadlulayo ngoba imisebenzi kayikabi khona. Obaba bahlele ezindlini kabasebenzi, omama labo bahlele ezindlini balahlekelwa imisebenzi kabathengi abasebenzi. Sesiphila ngokuthengisa amatamatisi, siphila ngokuthengisa izimpahla emisikeni ukuthi sisenelise ukubhadalela abantwana ezikolo, sibhadala amarenti, sithenga amagesi. Igesi uyathengwa phela ngapho uyajusa. Kose angikaboni mina into sibile ngathi umuntu isimjabulisile.
Ye, kodwa abanye phela bathi bona laloba kungelamsebenzi kunga asimnike ithuba lokuthi afinyelele kuzithembiso, afeze izithembiso zona lezo azenzayo, ikakhulu ezokuthuthukisa umnotho. Abanye ngabathi sokulezitimela phela, abanye njalo ngabathi sokulenkululeko yokuba yabantu ukuthi bahambe-hambe bekhululekile njalo bezikhulumela bekhululekile njengoba amapholisa engasagcwalanga kuma-roadblock lapha. Wena ubona njani?
Ukukhululeka sibili ngokukhuluma engikufunayo ngikhululekile.
Yeah.
Ngoba kuqala ngangisithi nxa ngikhuluma kumbe ngithi uhulumende lowo mubi kumbe umgabe unje, ngaphansi kwami kuyabe kunomuntu omela ngibophe. Kwakusesabisa ukuthi uyikhulume leyo ndaba kodwa ngalesi sikhathi siyakhuluma. Kodwa phela ukukhululeka ngokukhuluma i-freedom of speech ayingisizi ngoba mina ngilandile. Mina ngidinga i-freedom yokuthi ngisuthe phela. Kanti ngizakhuluma, ngizaba ne-freedom ngilandile.
Kuyini elikukhangeleleyo, ngikhuthazo bani elingayipha u-president wethu?
Upresidenti wethu kavule amanye amakhampani avalwayo kadisiza obaba ukuthi basebenzele izimuli zabo. Ngoba iqiniso kathesi abantwana ezikolweni babhadalelwa yibhim. Into ethiwa ibhim yangkhona ile 3 years ayibhadali leyo mali yangkhona kubhim yangkhona yona le. So kungcono ukuthi obaba basebenze bazibhadalele iimfanelo zabo zabantu ababo ezikolweni, abantwana bafunde, obaba bajabulele muli zabo ezindlini. Khathesi kakukabi khona.
Libhalisile kodwa ukuvota
nokho ayisiyamemukeki.
Libhalisile kodwa ukuvota
ya ayisiyavota sibila, sibhalisile lo nyaka sibhalise sibaningi, labancane amayouth babhalisile.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu nkosikazi Moyo. Ube lokho usithinta uphatheke lawe kuhlela.
Hayi, lami ngiyabonga.
Kulungile.
Kulungile.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mav, that was Mrs. Moyo. She was calling from Bulawayo. She was saying there's very little difference or any development in the 100 days of President Mnangagwa in office. Mostly she was, and then I asked her, what exactly do you need? And she said, jobs. And to improve the economy so that our men and women can go back to work. You must open up all those factories that were closed, especially in Bulawayo, so that they can get jobs. To be able to send their children to school.
Yeah. Interesting. You're in the studio, Andile. You've been listening to Mrs. Moyo from Bulawayo. What's your take? I know before I went to Sally Dura, you were about to tell us about what you as a youth, how do you feel? I met you first in New York. When I was covering, I think it was the demonstration against President Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And now we're here. This is, you know, 2 years now. We've got a new government, right. And we're looking forward to elections. What's your take as the youth, you know, from what you're seeing happening?
As a youth, mm-hmm. And I hope I speak for a couple of them, I think for us, we still feel like we are not represented. Our desires, our wants, our demands, our voices are not as represented in the government as much as we would actually want.
Let me hold you, your mm-hmm. thought right there. Mm-hmm. What are your wants? What are your desires? Because I know this question was actually asked mm-hmm. by President Mnangagwa himself when mm-hmm. he had a meeting with the youth. What are your demands? What are your wants?
Okay, so as a youth, the reason why I am going to school is to be able to afford a certain lifestyle mm-hmm. that I have hoped and dreamed that my parents were never able to afford during their time. And so I have all, and now also because I have come to the United States and I've studied, my thoughts or my world of possibilities are now endless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like an explosion going on in my head, but I would love to take that back home.
Yes.
But if I would take it back home right now, where am I going to be able to use it? If my sister and my brother right now, who just graduated 2 years or a year ago, are selling fruits and vegetables on the streets, what incentive do I have to want to go home? If I am going to not be able to pay my bills or buy my own airtime, why do I want to go home?
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to go home and be able to use everything that I've gained here, all the knowledge that I've received from the United States, and able to use it back home and be able to be reunited with family. That's what I want. I want to be able to apply for a job, to send my resume back home and get a job. I want to be able to plan for vacation days mm-hmm. back home. But how is your plan for vacation days if tuition is not paid? It almost feels like there is a ceiling that is already there before you even get there. Like, okay, even though you have studied so much, or even though you have so much hopes, dreams, and aspirations, you cannot go beyond this, because even your parents have never been able to do that. Even the government doesn't have enough to support you to be able to do all that.
Mm. Interesting take there, PJ. Yeah. Wechidiki msikana watina yepano, Andile Mpofu kuti, ini angu shuwiro yangu yanga iri kuti kana ndapedza zvechikoro ndodzokera kumusha. Asi pari zvino ndichitarisa, iwo mazuva tiri kutarisa aya, variko vechidiki havana mabasa.
Yeah.
Variko kana airtime chaiye munhu wechidiki ari kutadza kuti atenge nekuti anenge asina mari yacho. Saka ndozvari kutarisa kuti dai hurumende yainzwisisawo shuwiro yaiye. Sa Andile, musikana wechidiki kuti dai vainzwisisa shuwiro yaari kutaura iyo kuti inini sewechidiki ndizvo zvandiri kudawo kuti ndiwanewo basa kana ndichinge ndapedza kudzidza imo muno muAmerica. Ndidzokerewo kumusha. Ndonoonanawo nehama dzangu dzichiri dzipenyu. Nekuti ndozvari kutaura kuti dzimwe dzenguva kana akatarisa iye semusikana wechidiki anoona kunge vari kumusha vari kutotambura ko iye angazozvigonawo sei.
Yeah. Wathi ngibuyeleke kokukhulunywe ngukosikazi Sally Dura Ncube owenhlanganiso ye Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Uphe imicijo eminingi sibili engaba ngeyisikhombisa njengokuyibhala kwami, kodwa ke enza ukuthi ngamafichane ngikhulume okumqoka khona lapha. Uthi yena abazame bayazama lokho bezama ukuthi bathuthukise ubudlelwane phakathi kwenhlanganiso zabesifazane lamaqembu wonke abesifazane lohulumende. Wancoma kakhulu unkosikazi Stembile Nyoni athena yena uke wabuya sibili wabavakatshela lasemahofisini abo lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezabesifazane ezibona eziqhuqhuzela ilungelo labesifazane. Wathi yena unjalo ezindabeni lapha ubona umama bengekho, yilo udaba olunye esikhala ngalo kanye lathi thina intatheli izindaba zabesifazane ukuthi vele asitholi imibono yabesifazane ezindabeni. Singazama ukuthi siyelule izandla silinxusa ukuthi buyanini lizozikhulumela emsakazweni. Uyathola ukuthi abaningi bangkhona vele kababuyi. kube njalo lokukhwela lokuqonga kwentengo yezinto ethi yena kuyabahlupa kakhulu. Laloba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi iZimbabwe is open for business. Ayikho open for business kabantwini abaphakathi kweZimbabwe, kodwa ke kusese lokhe enxusa labo abaphandle kwelizwe ikakhulu, kodwa ke aka openanga for business abantu abakhona eZimbabwe. Environment uthi yena na ngayikho kahle, wazokhuluma futhi ngokutshengisela kwabomkabo balabo bezisebenzi ezewange Colliery enkampanini yamalahle. Ngathi ngamafitshane ngezinye zezikhubeko lezinye zendingo ezibhekane labesifazane azikhulumileyo. Kodwa ngizabuyela kuye umbuze Marvelous nxa usukhuluma laye about the ilokuzeni ukuba khona kwabesifazane kuvaphi kwemadzimai mudzi nawo havamo. Tikaedza kuti tinge tichitaura navo havatambire nhare dzedu kazhinji zhinji isusu vanoshanda mukuturwa kwenawo. Saka tichadzokera kuna mai Salidura Ncube kuti vange vachitsanangurira kuti zviri kumbofamba sei. Kodwa ke ngizwa kuthiwa ecingweni sesilomhlonitshwa unkosazana Thabita Khumalo usikhulumeli seMDCT. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu Makhumalo.
Ngiyabonga kungqosabeni.
Yeah. Udaba olusegudwini lapha ngolwensuku lezi ezilikhulu umongameli Mnangagwa engene embusweni ehluthunela lo owayekhona umongameli Robert Mugabe. Ubona ke wena njengabesifazane abalwela ilungelo labesifazane beZimbabwe njalo ungumhlonitshwa edalela eParliament, ubona ngani ufezile na eyindingo lezithembiso azenzayo?
Mina ngombono wami angiboni into efeziweyo esingathi abesifazana singama sizijayele isifuba ukuthi sinqobile.
Yeah.
Ake sithathe udaba lezigqoko zabomama esizisebenzisayo nganyanga iphela. Kusukela ngo-2000 omama belokhu besilwa. Akade beyiqinisa lo mkhankaso ngezisebenzi ezingamalunga eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Uhulumende wathembisa ukuthi kuzavula isekithali lapho kuzabuya amaChina babuye bazozilungisela lezi zigqoko. Nanamhlanje ukuthi sizilindele. Kwahlatshwa umkhosi ngomama ukuthi besilesifiso ukuthi umgcini isikhwama wemali ubaba uChina Masa akafake imali ekhangelene lezigqoko lemithi esisebenzisayo uma sesithole ama-infections. Waba yisipunepune kaxukuxwana sagcina sithole ithuba ukuthi usenikeze imali isarayi eyiyo yayisenza lezi zigqoko. Kodwa ukubanikeza imali lokhu akwenzayo kwakuyimali yokuthi bangaze bavali isakithali ngoba bebengasanelisi ukuthi basebenze. Akutshintshanga lutho abantwana besifazane lephi lephathi lwedubo akusathengeki kwizigqoko lokho njalo nemali kayitholakali. Singene khona emalini yongena leyo sikhuluma kunjenje omama yibo asebelala emabhanga betshiya izindlu nabantwana ukuthi bapheke bezama ukuthi badinge imali eyokuthi bayebegcina imuli zabo. Njalo lokhu esiphiwona lawo ma-$40 kulapho ukwazi ukuthi umama kumele ayibhadale irenti, ayithenge ukudla, athenge abantwana abangankazana izigqoko zabo zenyanga yonke. Kuningi izibhedlela ini. So umama ulokhu ephakathi kwenye inkinga enyenzima. Njalo lokhu esiphakathi kwedubo sonke siyabona ukuthi izulu kalinanga kuhle, okukhombisa ukuthi umama iy'nkhona ezasubuka amadolo ezama ukudingela abantwana ukudla. Ngase zingene emabhizinisini sikhuluma kunjenje kule programu eyavele i-RBZ eyayinxusa omama ukuthi babe bazodinga izimali ukuthi bazithuthukise bavule amabhizinisi. Ungahamba usuyadinga leyo mali bathi bafuna i-collateral. yakungitsheli umama khathesi ongaba li-collateral lena le lokhu esinomthetho wonalwana oka-1980 owakuthiwa umama wayengenalungelo ukuthi abe be-collateral. So akukantshintshi lutho mina emihle nami.
Abanye njalo ngabathi hayi ikhona inguquko eyimbijana yona le eyingcusana ayokuthi abantu sebenesenelisa ukuthi bakhulume bekhululekile njalo sebesenelisa ukuthi bathu bakhulumisane kumbe bayengeje ulokhuze uhulumende endabeni ezithile ufezile lokho lokukhipha amapolice kuma roadblock.
Nanxa-ke sanelisa ukukhuluma nenkulumo lengatsha zikahulumende or lenkokheli zikahulumende ukukhuluma kakithi asiqalisanga namuhla njengabomama lokhu sikhuluma ngodaba labomama sakhuluma ngodaba lokuthi umama bayabanjwa irephu kodwa obaba bababi besibambe isidlwangulile bona labo bangahamba emakhothi izigweba abaziphiwayo zincane-ke kuza kakhulu ngoba kuleli lizwe izifuyo ziqakathekile kulo mama odlwangulayo. Akukatshintshi khonokho. Ungakhangela futhi njengomama singadlwangula njengabomama lingahamba lapho ukuthi kuyithatha le kutheni i-forensic evidence ukuthi ubaba uthile yini okuzatshengisa ukuthi ungidlwangukile. Kungathathwa ubufakazi bona laba kufika kuhlanganiswe nobunye ubufakazi obungikhona ngale okwenyama izigogo amanzi opetrol ngesikhathi sesisiye ekhoti ubufakazi bona sobonakele. Njalo ungakhangela futhi lokho kusesenzima ukuthi singadlwangula njengabomama sihambe emapholiseni siyeripota singahamba siyeripota sifike futhi sibanjwe buchapa sifike esigabeni sokuthi sibona sokungcono ukuthi singaripoti sizithuleli singasuka khonapho amasiko labo izindunga labosabhuku singadlwangula esigabeni sihle senziwe umuntu ongcolileyo.
Yeah.
So akukatshintshi embonweni kutshintshile but ekwenzeni lapha akunamehluko osukhona ukuthi lathi ingasisize kulo mama odlwanguliwe ubaba wangkhona usegwetshiwe sibone ukuthi hhayi ugwetshiwe sibili abanye bazafundela kuye embonweni bakhuluma sibili but akunanto abayenzayo ukuthi sikubone ukuthi kuyaphezu.
Bamba khonapha ecingweni Makhumalo siyaqhubekela ngohlelo lwethu Marvelous that was Honorable Tabitha Khumalo. She's just joined us in the program and she was also explaining whatever the little that has happened that is added value to the women in the 100 days.
Okay, PJ, I'll come back to you. We have Amai Nikis, who's actually from Manzo Farm. You remember the people, the families that were destabilized by the first lady from Arnold Farm.
Former
first lady, Amai Grace Mugabe. So we have Amai Nikis regating. Benda kwa vari nukuti naskwanga kune ruling where actually the police, I think, have been asked to pay back the people from Manzo. So hopefully she's still on the line. I'm not sure. Hello? Because I can hear somebody's line dropped. I'm not sure if it's hers. But anyway, you can go back to what we were saying about Honorable Tabitha Khumalo. Wow, we'll try and get Amai Nikisi back. As soon as she comes back, we'll get her. Honorable Khumalo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sorry, we had to just go to Amai Nikisi from Manzo Farm, but her line dropped, so we're trying her again. But just tell us brief, from your take as the MDC, what's your take on especially what the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa has done for women, especially in the first 100 days as a lawmaker yourself? But I will be able to cut you off as soon as Amai Nikisi comes on because the line... Okay, she's there now, so I'll come back to you. Hello, Amai Nikisi? Okay. Hello, Amai Nikisi? Hello? Hello? Taura itinzwa, Amai Nikisi, turukukunzwai. I think, you know, her line is bad, but I spoke to her before the show because I was asking her, what's your take? And she was saying for the people of Manzo, actually what happened was very good for them because now nobody is harassing them. they are living peacefully for now, but we'll try and get back to her. But the line, I can't even hear her. So, Honorable Kumalo, you can come back on the line. Unfortunately, Amainikis, we can't reach her. I'm not sure what's wrong with her line. Tell us your take.
My take is that I think as Zimbabweans, let's not forget history.
Mm-hmm.
The problems of women in Zimbabwe have been tabulated. There are so many blueprints about the problems of women in Zimbabwe. And laws have been promulgated which are women-friendly. Our greatest challenge is the implementation of those laws.
Mm.
Let's give, for example, the issue of rape. In Zimbabwe, if one steals livestock, he spends more time in jail than raping a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mandatory sentence of 15 years for stock theft. Whereas you find to say, as women we are raped, and you hear that the perpetrator has been sentenced to community service at a school where they are girls.
Mm-hmm.
So they still, that respect is still not there, that we do matter, and rape is one thing that must be taken seriously. Having said that, we have had a problem, as we speak now, we have a problem of affordability and accessibility of hygienic and affordable sanitary towels. And we have been lobbying Parliament.
Honorable, I'm going to have to ask you to stop for 1 minute. We're trying Amainikisi one more last time. Hello, Amainikisi. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, my name is number Zenya Zisquita. It's Magadiko Kumanzo Ugo.
Zenya Zisquita, and this one has owned one Emirat and Brayrunai.
All right. Touch the Gutimutuzo, Kutquakamira say Kumanzo. Tichuana Kuti, Epa, Urmende Yavamananga, Guayaka, Tore Yavamugabe, Makagara say Yoko.
Oh, Evamangaba.
Eh, eh.
Aywa, but you go far at the gate of Zenu Zaganaga.
Shiruku Famba say.
Ah, Babu Famba and the Peguti. He should know in Indino Tenda would be. Zakaika Basso Geregulagati Nunuga Muondo.
Mhm.
Eh.
Aye.
Ne wawa o roya rediro angomo kaka basa.
Mhm. Aiwa apa.
Nukuti aisukunya tonzvika sekuti moto wacho mushoma marata ari kuita noise.
Aiwa matogona matotaura takunzwa imuve nezuva rakanaka.
Eh.
Ehe. Muve nezuva rakanaka ikoko kwamuri kumanzu uko. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. A very interesting take that, Andile. I know, unfortunately, today, I wish, you know, we could give you more time. But we're hearing here from Amainikisi, who is a resident of Manzo. It's one of the farms that were, you know, like, taken over by the former First Lady Amai, mm-hmm. and some of the families were asked to leave. But she's just saying, from her take, this first 100 days for them at Manzo, they've been good, you know. So, you know, going back to you before we go back to Honorable Kumalo, what would you like to see happen in future as we go beyond the 100 days?
I think just to say a little bit about what Amainikisi was saying,
mm-hmm.
I'm just curious to know what is it exactly, as unfortunately the headline was a little bit bad, but I'm just curious to know what is it that they have seen. What do they now have clean water in mm-hmm. in their area? Do they now have maybe better sanitation? Is life really better? I'm just curious to know. I mm-hmm. wish, you know, we could have been able to touch base with her and find out what is it exactly, because I feel like everybody else, not everybody else, but a majority of the people are still waiting to see what the government is going to do, or whatever, what they promised mm-hmm. us versus to what actually is there. So I'm very curious to know what
is it. I think
we'll
touch base with her.
I just want to... Not to defend her, but I'm thinking she is that happy
right.
because of the ruling that was ended down today, that shouldn't be evicted from where they are staying at Manzo.
Okay. So she has actually said before the ruling, she said there's no one now coming to harass them say, get, you know, leave that place because they've been there for a couple of years. But anyway, on that one, we're going to actually get in touch with her and get the full story. I'll ask her those questions.
Yeah, I would love to hear.
And we also have Sally Dura, who's still on the line. Sally, sorry. Because we have so much going on in the program today. But Miss Dura Mwambonzo wosha taurwa nevari kumanzo unekumo. Imi muno onare mangu anaraka mira se kumadzimai huku.
Chakatarisa remangu anare madzimai neupenyu wemadzimai. Tingangoti madzimai vanhu vakasiyana. Saka chakatarisa andri zeizvizvi zvinoreva zvakasiyana kumadzimai akasiyana. Kana wanga uri mudzimai akawana chigaro munguva inoyi, aiwa zvako zviri kuminde zviri kufambawo zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvinotoratidzawo kuti pane kuendeka kwekuti wasvikirawo kodzero dzako dzekuti unokwanisa kunge uri mutungamiriri. Asi dzinenge dziri chiri chichambe zvekare chekuti mukuvako kwako muvakadzi vashoma vari muutungamiriri pahurumende iripo uri kuitirawo kuti bandiko rako rekuti kuve nekuenzaniswa kwenyikana pakati pevanhurume nevanhukadzi uri kuzvishandirawo sei. Uye takatarisa bumbiro redu remutemo rine zviga zvirimo mukati zvinonangana nenyaya yezvikodzero dzevanhukadzi nevanasikana. Saka chinenge chiri chichambe kuti madzimai mashoma ari muutungamiriri umu vaite mubatira pamwe nevarume vari muutungamiriri umu kuti upenyu hwevanhukadzi nevanasikana nevechidiki huendeka. Tiparisa mune ramangwana madzimai muhurukuro vane nyaya dzavakanguri vataura dzisati dzapera. Kune nyaya dzeminda, kune nyaya yekuti zviwanikwa zvese munyaya dzeupfumi madzimai kana nyange tikanzi ndiko kuri kubhadharwa sekisi ndicho chikamu chiri kubhadhara sekisi yakawanda. Madzimai aya ndivo vari kushanda kumaruwa akunge uwandu hwakawanda. Saka madzimai ndivo vakapata upfumi hwenyika. Saka zvakadero zvinodawo kuti chero nemitengo yezvinhu zvinosanganisa madzimai kunyanya nyaya dzemazuva ekuteera nesanitariwe zviwanisewo zvine mitengo yakaderera. Nhumbi dzomukati dzemadzimai harisi dambe, zvinoda kutiwo zvideredzwe pasaitwa mitengo inobva yanyanya kuvatsikirira kana vachinge vachizvida. Saka kune nyaya dzeutano tinoona mai vari kufamba chaizvo nenyaya dzeutano. Tinotarisawo kune madzimai kana vatingati vatikurei munyika yedu muno kuti kune nyaya dzekuti kumamedical aid society havachadzimirwa kana vangodarika makore 65. Saka tiri kuti bazi reutano ngarichikoshesawo utano hwezvizvarwa zvenyika yedu nemakore anobva pakwira nekuti vane nyaya dzearthritis, vane nyaya dzekuti kuti vasvikire chero mari yavo chero dai yanga iri pendere upenyu hwavo hausati hwaakuendeka. Kune vari kurarama vakaremara tikatarisa kumaruwa chero kana kuti
Amai Sali Dura Ncube, apo takumbokubatsai muromo bhijana nekuti nguva yedu yadyanana tichiri naHonorable Khumalo vatoda kuti vangoti gagaga tichienda kumagumo echirongwa chedu PJ. We had the Sali is just highlighting some of the issues that she's saying are still facing women right now, you know, issues of lack of sanitary wear, issues of, I think she was also talking about healthcare to say that women above 60 are not being accepted. But let's go to Honorable Khumalo as we round up and then come back to Andile to just give us in short. PJ.
Yeah. Sibuyele kuwe Makhumalo, ngikuthazo bani elokugcina elakho uthi kafukafu ngamafitshane njalo ngicela uphendule umbuzo wami ukuthi lapho thina ekusebenzeni kwethu njengentatheli ezindaba ngikutshayele ihlombe ukuthi ngizwa kuthiwa usuthole isikhundla sokuba yisikhulumeli esikhulu ebandleni elakho ele-MDC. Ngiqinisile nxa sitsho njalo?
Awuqinisile, hayi, ngiyabonga sibili.
Yeah.
Ngibonga lina ngoba ngangizange ngisebenze lani ngangingasuza mbonakale ukuthi ngiyawanelisa lo msebenzi.
Yeah, I was just congratulating Makhumalo on their position of being the spokesperson now of MDC. So my problem is it's very rare to reach you guys. But when I nyakuchayela ihlombe ngoba siyenelisa ukuthi sikuthole ngezikhathi eziningi. Kodwa abanye abesifazane abe-MDC, abanye abesifazane abe-Women's Coalition, abanye abesifazane abezinye inhlanganiso kuba nzima kithi ukuthi sibafinyelele sikhulume labo sibanike iplatform yokuthi bazikhulumele ukuze imbono yabo kanye labakulwelayo kuyini kathi vele okuhluphayo khona la
hayi okuhluphayo ukuthi thina sile mithetho umele siyilandele uma sikhuma lomsakazi.
Yeah.
So kule migoqo khona ukuthi ovunyelwayo ngubani ongavunyelwayo ngubani. Kodwa okukhona ukuthi sile portfolio yabo mama bethu thina izinyo assembly lapho kule mama uMayikore uKareni nguye elingacenga xoxisana naye nguye lelungile lokuthi akhulumele umama ebandleni lethu.
Yeah.
Lokho ukuthi omama abangigada sitholakale okunye ukuthi I think esingazani siyakukhutha ukuthi asiniki omama amathuba ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi banelise ukuma phambi komphakathi bakhulume kumbe kwemsakazweni bengathuki esithi capacity building esilungu. Ama-organization alawa abodura yiwo sasithenge ukuthi baza kuyenza imikhankaso naleyo ukuthi bacapacitate every time nxa kuqeda ukhetho babuye bathathe umama babakhuthaze babafundise ukuthi kuyenziwa njani. Ngoba esikhathini eziningi yesabisa ikakhulu uma sizingenela fana ukuthi isabisethu idinga sesisafuna amazinyo abanye omama bayephuka bese besehlube ukuthi bakhulume bathini. Kukanti-ke kwesaba kodwa ukukhuluma bezanelise ukuthi bakhulume bacace ngodaba nabo ababe bekhuluma ngalo.
Ye, ngikuthazo yokugcina, ngikuthazo bani ongayenza ngihle ngijikele kuNkosikazi Dura Ncube.
Ngikuthazo yini naye kubo mama bakithi yithe sibaningi kuleli linto emhlabeni jikelele wonke nje. Njalo thina imisebenzi esiyenza obaba bangeke banganelisa. Sesifikile isikhathi ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda. Singakhangelani ukuthi kwenzakalani lo wenzani. Silungise impilakahle yethu, silungisele abantwana bethu ikusasa yabo. Sesile 37 years lokhu sikhala ngezigqoko zabomama, sesile 37 years lokhu sikhala ngokuthi sihambe siye vele esibhedlela singabhadali, sesile 37 years lokhu sikhala ngabantu bethu esikolo akulanto esiphume yacaca. So kuthi ukuthi kukhona esikwenzayo okungayisikho, asizameni sihlanganise amakhadi sike sifunda kathi vele silahleka ngaphi ukwenzela uhulumende asize abone izikhalazo zethu ziyafezwa. Ngiyangisiminingi kakhulu.
Nkosikazi Sally Dura Ncube, muchiripo here parunari?
Tiripo.
Chichemo machinzwawo here icho chekuti isusu medzinawu hatisi kukwanisa kunge tichikuwanai kuti munge muchizvitaurira zvinenge zvichikunetsai.
Taikumbira kuti ndofungawo pane vanoita nezvenhau kusanganisira sangano ramunoshandira. Tinofanira kuti tinzwisise kuti upenyu hwevanhukadzi kuti vabatike senguva dzinoitika programu inoi inguva dzokuitisawo vana mahomework, inguvawo dzokubika, inguva dzokuitawo mamwe mabasa atinoita. Saka zvinoda kuti zvisangane pakati.
Apo ndichambokubatai muromo Maisa Lidura Ncube, nekuti nguva dzedu dzadyikanara, regai tichibhaisana netsvarakadenga iri muno mustudio tazvinzwa maita basa. Muve nezuva rakanaka naonarebo, tichadzoka kwamuri. Alright. Andile, to round us all up, where can people find you? Are you online? Where can people find you?
Yes. My Facebook handle is Andile Nobuhle Mpofu. Mm-hmm. Or Instagram, which is Andile_Mpofu. Or also my accessory collection line page, which is Ilotando Creations. So any of those, or you can just send me an email, andilimpofuofficial@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with people from different parts of the country, whether here or back home. I'll be so delighted.
Thank you. Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe vanga vachitibatsira kuzeya na Honorable Tabitha Khumalo ve MDCT uyezve tawana mai Nikisi vekumanzou farm ne tsvarakadenga yedu iri muno iri pano Miss Mpofu PJ a marvelous mhlanganya uye ndiri muno mu Washington
insitasi vegeitwa ilfana injalo ngevikelizayo Praxedis Jeremiah.